Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine having a powerful AI assistant right at your fingertips, one you've designed yourself. But, and here's the key bit, without needing to be some kind of coding genius. That's the fascinating promise we're diving into today. But, you know, let's be honest, for a lot of us, that still sounds maybe a bit distant, like a dream.
It can definitely feel that way.
So what's the real barrier here? What is DeForge actually tackling head-on to make this happen?
That's a great question, and it really gets right to the core of it. What's fascinating, I think, is how DeForge tackles this fundamental challenge,
Leeches.
bringing the power of AI agent creation out of the sort of developer sandbox,
Right, out of the lab.
Exactly. And putting it genuinely into the hands of, well, pretty much anyone. It's been called the Canva for AI agents.
Okay, Canva for AI. That gives you a pretty clear picture. Approachable.
Very approachable. Because look, as Anoy Roy-Chowdhury, he's one of the co-founders, pointed out, most AI builders out there today, they're just incredibly complex.
Yeah, I've seen some. Lots of code, complex setups.
Totally. Effectively locking great ideas, your ideas maybe, behind these complicated setups and endless tutorials. DeForge really wants to break that lock.
So it's about democratizing it, basically, making AI building easier for everyone.
Precisely.
And you mentioned Canva for AI agents. How exactly does DeForge pull that off, that level of simplification? Can you walk us through the mechanics a bit? What makes it different?
Yeah, absolutely. It really comes down to the design. DeForge is, at its heart, a visual platform.
Okay, visual, like drag and drop.
Sort of, yeah.
Ah.
It condenses complex workflows into single nodes. Now, these nodes, think of them like smart pre-built module.
Like building blocks.
Exactly. Little blocks that do a specific, often pretty powerful AI task. So instead of you having to piece together every tiny little function,
Which can be overwhelming.
right, they give you these higher level functional blocks. And this just streamlines the whole process massively. It lets users basically deploy agents by just filling out a simple form.
A form. Very simple.
Yeah, that's the key mechanism. Their one node builders, as they call them, turn what would normally be, multi-step complex jobs
Right.
into basically a single click operation.
Wow. Okay. That sounds incredibly efficient. And you said users are already doing things with this simplicity.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us some concrete examples? Like, what are people actually building with this kind of interface? What sort of useful agents are popping up?
Absolutely. And the impact is already visible, across different areas. We're seeing people automating their social media stuff from just one prompt.
Like writing posts and scheduling them.
Yeah, creating entire campaigns without all the manual clicking and typing. Others are building these pretty sophisticated research assistants.
How so?
Things that can summarize long articles instantly, pull out the key points for you, save so much reading time.
I could use one of those.
Couldn't we all? And then there are smart chatbots being built, things that can query a company's private documents, internal knowledge bases.
So quick answers to internal questions.
Exactly. And beyond just those specific things, people are connecting their favorite apps together, building these powerful custom workflows that basically save them hours of tedious work every single week.
That really hits home the hours of tedious work part. And when you mentioned efficiency, DeForge makes this bold claim, right, that 10 nodes of competitors like n8n or Langflow are equivalent to one node of ours.
Yeah, that's a strong statement.
It is. Can you elaborate on that? What's the innovation there? How can one node be like 10 times more powerful or optimal?
Well, it's not just a marketing spin. It points to a pretty significant difference in how they've built it architecturally.
Okay.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, DeForge offers what you might call pre-packaged intelligence. They've looked at the common, often complex integration patterns and AI tasks people need, and then they've pre-engineered nodes that basically contain entire sub-processes.
Ah, so instead of me connecting 5 or 10 little steps.
Right. For something like, say, summarize this document and pull out the keywords,
Yeah.
instead of you building that chain, they give you one smart summary node, or whatever they call it, that just handles the whole thing.
I see. So it cuts down complexity. And maybe errors.
Absolutely. Reduces complexity, reduces potential error points, and it means best practices are sort of baked right in. It's like getting a pre-assembled Lego kit piece instead of just a pile of tiny bricks for every single step.
That makes sense.
And they've also built this intuitive form builder on top. So you can wrap these complex workflows up, and deploying them becomes as easy as, well, filling out a basic web form.
Okay, that form builder sounds really useful, especially for sharing. And speaking of sharing, What about collaboration? Can teams work together on this?
Yeah, they've thought about that too. DeForge offers a basic team feature right now, lets you add admins or developers to a shared workspace.
Which is pretty crucial, right? AI workflows can get complicated, having multiple eyes.
Definitely. Different expertise helps. Teams can iterate, refine agents much faster than just one person probably could.
And here's where I think it gets really interesting. You mentioned wrapping workflows into forms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you actually share those forms, like with clients or other users outside your team?
Yes, that's a key part. You can wrap your custom AI agents, those workflows you've built, into these user-friendly forms and share them directly with clients, with other users. Whoever needs to use the tool you built.
Wow.
And this, you know, it raises a really important question. What new possibilities open up when creating powerful AI agents is suddenly as intuitive as drag and drop and so easy to share?
Yeah.
Like user Cruz Chen put it, turning crazy ideas into actual tools without code is just genius. It really changes the game.
It fundamentally shifts who can build, right?
Exactly. Who can build, what gets built, and how fast those innovations can actually get out there and be used. It's about empowering a whole new wave of problem solvers, really.
So thinking about our listener now, what does all this mean for you? You know, that AI idea you've been kicking around, the one that could maybe transform your workflow or streamline your business or just, I don't know, make life a bit easier.
Yeah.
What could you actually build when that power truly feels like it's at your fingertips, when it's just a few smart nodes away from being a reality? That's something to think about.